Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what it is. It's Teddy calling out of the 757. What's going on?
What's good, Teddy? Teddy, man. Woo! Thought we weren't going to make it for a second. Oh, there was just too many things going on, man. Too many things going on with this show. But we made it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We made it. See, the devil tried to push us, but he can't stop us. You get me?
No, man. He better go on somewhere.
You better work, boo-boo. Hang on.
You better
on.
Go off the way, honey, boo-boo child. For real, just snap.
Girl, what was in your cornflakes today, bitch?
Sugar. Look, that real sugar.
Over here like, hello, am I talking to the same person? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have put a little bit of fruitcake up in the body, honey. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, child.
Yes, that was a weekend.
It was wonderful, it was wonderful, it was wonderful. How was yours?
Mm-hmm. My weekend was good. I actually got to hang out with, you know, Poison and the fam, you know. It was awesome, man. Definitely something I need to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had an awesome time. They pulled me out the house. I was like, no, Pat Apples, I don't want to go.
You wasn't ready?
I wasn't ready, man. I was like, no, you know. But, hey, sometimes you need to get out and your friends know what's best, and they definitely knew what I needed. So definitely want to shout out Poison and Lena and Red and Hope. She's on fam. You going to party this weekend, all right? We're going to party over the storm. From Philly,
yeah,
right?
Man.
Ready for that?
Yeah, man. Got to get out the house for a little bit before I make my trip up to Baltimore. You know how I do.
I hear that. But tonight's topic is what? Bisexual women. How do you feel about that?
This is going to be a topic. I know we're going to have some people to call in and give their thoughts on it. I know it.
Yes, indeed. What's your thoughts on it?
I mean, it is what it is. I don't knock them, long as, you know, they be up front with whoever they with, and they be with one person, you know what I mean? And when they be with that person, they be safe and use protection. Because if you flip-flop and you, let's say you're a woman and you with a woman, but you don't want to be with that woman no more and you decide to go back to a man, you need to be upfront and honest with that man. This is who I am. You know what I'm saying? We're not having no threesomes and we ain't sharing. It is what it is. I'm safe with you or what have you. And if it was a man doing the same thing, you just, at the end of the day, be safe. Can't knock nobody for who they are. If you like playing both sides of the field, that's you. Do you. But be safe while you doing it. Because there's too much shit out here to catch, because you want to be a nasty ass hoe. I'm just saying. Pineapple.
I'm about to piss Teddy off, y'all.
Yeah.
I've never heard Teddy cuss before.
I had some issues on my Facebook page about a little thing I put on about Black Ink, but that's a whole other subject.
No, you were spazzing out, honey.
Yes, I'm sorry. Y'all know that's not Teddy.
Yes, that's not Teddy. I don't know who this person is. I'm not used to this person. Pineapples, pineapples. But yes, ladies, how I feel about bisexual women. Honey, my last six relationships were with bisexual women. I don't deny it. Unless you know right there that I love it. Because I love all women. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We all are who we are. We love who we love. You get what I'm saying? I've been there with the bisexual women. And I'm asking them to stay away from me ASAP. Do not come within 25 feet of my district. Why? Because. Here are the reasons why. I love you, but I do not have time for that emotional roller coaster. When we break up, 9 times out of 10, we might not even date each other again. Because what? Once you leave me, hey, boo, I really do miss you. I love you. Boom, boom, boom. And bam, bam, bam. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 minutes later, I get on Facebook and you're with a man. Like, I'm hold on, hold on, baby, hold on. You just told me you love me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like Kevin Hart over here. Pineapples, you know, you just told me you love me. You know?
Right.
You know, pull all your heart out to me, girl. What's going on? You don't know what's going on? I don't know what's going on either. You know what? Keep it away from me. Hump day. That's up to you. You keep it over there. I got pissed off for a moment. Just like Teddy said, there are a lot of things going around in the earth right now with these nasty women and these nasty men. And you might catch something, and it may not have been the woman who gave it to you, but it could be some nasty, dirty, dick-ass man. That's put his dick up in her without washing and his balls were sweaty and he done gave her some. And now you got some because you just licked her pussy. Ugh, can you just imagine that in your mouth? Oh! I'm not saying it's nasty. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying keep it away from me. I'm done with it. I love my bisexual woman. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's time for me to grow the hell up and date me somebody who is just like me that like what I like. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to have to go through all that emotional baggage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like Teddy said, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. Keep it away from me, pineapples. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Keep it away from me. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I mean? Like, woo-hoo. Just keep it away from me, you know? I love you. I love you all, but
back up. Keep it over
back
there.
Away from the pussy. Back it up. Just back it up. Back it up. Didn't I say back it up?
Back it up.
You ever say back it up, right? I say back it up.
Back
away
it
from
up.
Me. Definitely want to hear what you ladies got to say tonight about bisexual women. How do you feel about it? Do not be scared to talk to us. Pressing number one. We definitely want to hear your input on this topic because this topic is good. This is a very, 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 very good topic. So definitely press that number one. Tell us, how do you feel about bisexual women? Is this okay? You know, is this okay? Do you condone it? Do you date bisexual women? Do you think it's nasty? Do you think they're confused? Do you think they're well aware of what they're doing? Talk to us. Talk to me. Talk to Teddy. We want to know. Even if you have a story about a bisexual woman, if you just talk about chicken, we can talk about anything, ladies. Come on.
Chicken.
We need, yeah, that sounds good. We need your input, ladies. We need your input. Definitely, definitely want to know what you're thinking over there. Do we have any callers? We have a couple of callers on here, but you're not pressing number ones. Come on, y'all. Let me find out their little kids. Always scared when they come with it.
What?
Yeah, talk to us. We want to know what you got to talk about.
I know they want to voice their opinion on it. I know they do.
I know they do, man. What's going on? Press that number one, ladies. We definitely want to know your input on bisexual women. Definitely, definitely. pressing number one.
Yes, please.
Have you ever dated a bisexual woman before?
I have in my past.
How was it?
I mean, it was all right. I mean, she never done me wrong when I was with her at that time, and she never flip-flopped back and forth. It was all good. When she was with me, she was with me. And after we broke up and everything like that, I found out through Facebook, you know, one day just going down the page, she was with a man. But I wasn't mad, only because when she was with me, she was with me. You know what I mean? She didn't flip-flop back and forth. And I guess she let the dude know that she's with now who she was, and he accepted it, and she living her life, and I'm living mine. Happier than ever with who I'm with.
Right. How did you feel? How did you, like, you said you wasn't mad, but how did you feel about that, knowing that she just got this relationship, she loved you, you know, she confessed all this
after,
to you?
After it happened, she didn't like me. We didn't jump into a new relationship. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? We both waited a good long while before, you know, we took that step and went our, you know, new relationships or whatever. Like I say, when I found out, I wasn't mad because I knew who she was when I started dealing with her.
Right.
She let me know up front I'm bisexual. Da, 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 da. I'm like, I could tell. That doesn't bother me. You were honest with me up front and you're not flip-flopping. That's all I was concerned with because I told her when we were together at that time, I said, if you flip-flop, you ain't got to ever worry about me going, taking a trip down anywhere.
Yes.
No. Pineapples, no, can't do it. Mm-mm. No, wasn't ready. Mm-mm. Can't do it.
You wasn't ready.
No. How was your, I mean, I know how some of your experiences were, but after, you know, it was all said and done between you and yours when you were dealing with them, how did you feel, bro?
This is how I feel, you know. My experiences with bisexual women were all full of shit. Sorry for cussing. Actually, no, I'm not. Cutthroat. The women that I've dated that were bisexual, they led me to believe that I was the only one even after the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It really wasn't that she was leading me, because I was, like, really done anyway, but it was just like, oh, you're the one for me. I don't want anybody else. Blah, 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 blah. Then, like, 2 days later, you're in a relationship with a man. What? Excuse me? You know what? Mm-hmm. I just do like Bart Simpson doing that little Instagram thing. I just can't do no but sit back and laugh. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. At the time, you know, when it first happened, of course, you're like, oh, my God, like, seriously? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, it's like, you know, this is who she is, you know. She was bisexual when I met her. She's going to be bisexual afterwards. And I can't do nothing but accept it, move on, let go, let God, and allow him to let somebody else into my relationship, I mean, you know, into my life. But I just feel like people, if you're going to be bisexual, you know what I'm saying, like, use protection, like, let people know who, you know, what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be all secretive about it. I'll be like, yeah, baby, what's up? You know, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm 5'5", light skin, long hair, green ass, mixed with Somalian, Jamaican. I got 5 cars.
Hold on, wait. You're bisexual?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boo, I'm bisexual. But if I'm with somebody, it's only them.
So you're telling me if you've been in a relationship, it's all about me and you?
Yeah, because I wouldn't want nobody to hurt me. And if I'm with somebody, I'm only with that person. Click.
Damn. Who was that dude? Who was that dude, Mike, in your phone?
Oh, that's my brother.
That's your brother, but you winking at him.
You got a whole lot of brothers in your phone.
I'm winking at him. But that's because me and my brother, we play like that.
Oh, for real. So why you never tell me about this brother?
I mean, I'm just saying, though, but why we always got to argue about something? Like, for real, like, seriously, like, just come over here and give me some, no halt, bitch.
I don't mean to call you a bitch, but I just don't know your name. You don't know my name? No, I don't know your name because you up there telling me that's your brother, so you might be lying about your name. You know what I'm saying? No,
mm-hmm.
I'm not lying about my name. That is my brother. You want me to call him? No, you know what? Why don't you go be with him? Because I see a dick picture right here at 12:23 last night. Why is his dick in your phone? I'm giving you 2 minutes to tell me why his dick is in your phone. Because he was asking me if he had a bump on his dick. Bitch, do you see a bump on his dick? There is no bump on his dick. So what you lying for? Book, bro, stop playing. You know what? Get out. It is snowing. I don't give a fuck. Get out of the house. Kill everybody. You better get out before I stab you in the head with this throat. You gonna stab me? You better put your throat on my coochie. All right, bitch, I ain't going downtown on your mimosa, your mimosa masala. Old red wine. Zipping there, tasting pussy ever again. You ain't got to worry about that. You playing and you get on Facebook. I can't believe how that bitch did me. I can't believe how Casey, CEO, she's on repping, she's on did me. She don't love me. Then I get on there. So tell me about that dick picture boat from Mike. And I'm going to post it and tag you in your little nasty thing you. And that's what it is. Y'all nasty, y'all bisexual. Stop being nasty. Keep it real with these people, man. Because I'm telling you, if I date you, me and you dating, and you telling me you're a lesbian, and I find out you dating that Mike with that big dick with no bump, it's going to be a problem. You hear me? Because I don't play it. I don't play it. I don't have time for children's games, and I'm pretty sure people don't have time for children's games either. Tell me about your bisexual experience later. Person number one, I want to talk to you. If you're online, 646-716-6977. Even if you want to just say, hey, Casey, hey, Teddy, just push the number one so we can talk, man, because we definitely want to hear what you got to say. Come on, ladies. Talk to us.
Come on, in the room.
Press the number one, ladies. Press the number one. We want to talk to you. We want to talk to you. Man, they are scared to talk to us on here, man. Lord.
I don't know why.
I don't know either. All right, we got an anonymous caller. Talk to us. Tell us how you feel about bisexual women.
What up, what up, what up?
What's up, what it do?
Hey, Casey. I'm on the phone. What you want, bitch? You see, I got to treat my hoes.
Oh, damn.
Hello?
Who would you do that? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Well, this bitch is...
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm on the phone. Look. you see, I got to treat my hoes, man.
I see. You got to put them on the corner. That's what they're supposed to be, on the corner working.
I got to put them on the corner and make that money. Anyway, and it's the holidays, too. Need that
damn right. Holidays coming. Got to make that money.
What's that voice?
Tell us how you feel about bisexual women.
I don't have no problem with them. I've dated one, but I only dated her because I didn't know. I wouldn't date them, but, you know, I'm cool with them. I just feel like it's iffy, you know, like if you're being honest and truthful and you let the person know what it is from gate and they can choose, you know what I mean? They can make that choice whether if they want to be with you or not. But when you, like me, I was bamboozled, you know what I'm saying? I was mad because after we stopped dealing with each other, she went back with her ex, which was a dude, and, like, kind of was pissed off because I was like, bitch, like, I was really feeling you, and you had a fat ass, and you did that? Like, what?
She said, I love you. She said, shit, you had a fat ass. Girl, you are straight up and up.
No, I'm serious. Like, oh, body was nice. But, I mean, nice. Ooh.
That was nice.
Telling
it
you,
was
make
real
you,
nice.
Make you, ooh, make you want to slap your mama, I'm telling you.
Yeah, smack, yeah.
You slap her, make me want to do something strange for a little piece of change. She was looking
okay.
good.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
for real,
yeah,
I was kind of pissed off, you know what I mean? But like I said, if you're honest and truthful and, you know, you let that person know what it is and maybe, you know, you never know. They might say, hey, you know, I still might like you and we're going to see where it go. But when you're being dishonest. Oh.
Uh-oh. Something happened.
It went bye-bye.
Five, four, 3, 2.
Hello?
Ooh. She back. Is she back? Hello, Tessa?
Hello, can you hear me?
Testing, testing. We can hear you. What's good? Finish.
Oh, I don't know what's up. I'm on a house phone and shit. Nah, I get a house phone with this. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm glad that bitch left, man. I come chill with a bitch, and she act like she don't want me on the phone and shit. Like, what's wrong with this bitch? But anyway. Don't laugh. That's not funny.
The way you said it.
Well, bro, I mean, do you get bitches like that? They act like that. You can't do nothing around them. I don't want you on your Facebook, and I don't want you doing that. Well, bitch, what am I supposed to do? You ain't giving me no pussy, no ass. I'm doing something else until you do. You know what I mean? I came over here to have some sex, you know what I mean? In between time, you feel me? Ain't giving me no ass yet today, and you want me to get off the phone. Bitch, I ain't getting off the phone unless you give me some ass. But she ain't hear that.
She ain't hear that.
She ain't hear that.
No, she didn't. Find out.
No.
She ain't
hear that. Damn, she owed the motherfucking rector. That's what I'm talking about. Cut
nah.
Through, baby.
What's going
Let's
on,
go.
Though? But Woo! Y'all ever messed with a bisexual woman before?
Hell yeah. That's all I seen in a trap.
For real?
I don't know. The lesbians don't want me. It's always the straight girls. I don't get
That's
it, man.
That's a lie. You probably don't like the lesbians. You're probably picky.
No, actually, you want the truth, though? I'm not picky. And as long as you give me good conversation, you got good. I can't talk about that on the radio. But as long as you give me conversation.
Good yams.
You know, as long as you love yourself, I love you too. Well, we can make some. If you don't love yourself, I don't like you. You feel me? Cause I can't like you if you don't like yourself. I'm just saying. You know? Well, other than that, I'm not a picky person. As long as you like yourself, you know? Shit.
Right. I love myself. I like myself. But
I
do.
Make it easy for me. You feel me? Hey, Lord.
But
yes,
I love myself. I like myself. But one thing, if I were to change something, I would, like, get, like, a real big butt. Like,
you're
like
that's
shame. For real. Like, I don't know. I like women with big butts. Like, real butts. You know, like, real butts that look nice and that don't sag, you know. I don't like them, like, real big. That's so big it looks fake. I don't like that. I like nice little plump butt, you know, with, like a shape like an apple bottom. Because ain't nothing like, you ever see a bitch with, like, some jeans and she ain't got no ass and her pants is just sliding down her ass and all you see is ass crack? I don't want that.
Yeah, she got a pat face booty.
Yeah, we need a little something to hold on to.
You need you a custard booty, not an apple pie booty. You need you a banana pudding booty, honey. A
banana pudding.
Something to fluff up and make it smooth and taste good. You know?
You're making me hungry.
Food and booty. Food
yeah, and chicken booty. And banana pie, you making me hungry.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to tell this bitch to make me some meat.
Oh, well. I'm thinking some chicken and some banana pudding.
Yeah, a little bit of... A little bit of pussy on my plate. It tastes like fried chicken and collard greens. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Hold up. Somebody pussy tastes like collard greens. They need to be checked.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How do we go from bisexual woman to apple pie booties to fried chicken and banana salad? I don't get it. You know what? And that's what I love it. Hey, keep it going. Keep it going.
I don't
want to
ever eat collard greens again. I'm not
going to
look at them the same.
To make you want collard greens even more, like, for
no,
real.
No, it don't. Collard greens stink after a while, man. Like,
no, but you know what? Collard greens are good for you, baby. Those are your vitamins. So when you
yeah,
want
they're good, but they stink.
But look,
they
no, who's cooking funky collard greens? Like, I don't get it. Like, where do you eat your collard greens that they're stinking? Them things smell good, man, when they're simmering.
Nah, no, they smell good when you're cooking them. But the next day, you take that shit out the refrigerator and open that the resealable glad thing. That shit stink.
That shit smell good, man. I don't know what you thought. I don't know what kind of collard greens was soaking in. They stink. Do it got meat in it, Lord?
Yeah. Usually
the
people cook
them
with
meat.
Usually people make them with meat. Usually like
I'm just saying,
like
where is it stinking?
I'm just saying, I think they stink to me. I just think they stink. No,
now, chitlins, yeah, that's a different story. You know,
no,
you got
oh,
chitlins,
I don't even
so
eat chitlins.
I say the hell over there.
Yeah.
Kind of like, like a swollen pig nut. You got that
oh
swollen
God.
Pig
not
nut.
Pig ass. That's not no damn pig. That's pig ass. Ew.
That's man, I don't even eat chitlins, smell nothing. Man, I swear, oh, that's just making me sick thinking about it. Like,
go back to talking about chicken.
Yes, chicken. Mm, I want some. I had bay chicken yesterday. It was pretty good. I need me a bitch that can cook. It seems like I always get bitches that don't know how to cook. I don't know what it is. Why do I attract these bitches? But a bitch like me like to eat. You feel me? I want three meals a day. You feel me? I want breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch, if I could.
Well, you want a maid, honey.
Yeah, that too. No. Well,
these girls these days, all they know how to do is ramen noodles, honey. Did you see the hot dog and the goddamn and the coffee pot? That's what they know how to do. They only know how to put. They know how to microwave. Well, at least if you can microwave me a dinner, can you at least put some seasoning on it, honey? You give me no bland ass macaroni cheese you don't got from
right.
Sofa.
Season that hot dog, bitch.
Yeah, look, at least hook it up, make it look good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could at least put some finishing touches to it. You just give me something bland. You know?
Yeah, man. I can't
be a girl from the country. Shit. Give me a girl from
right down south, right?
Exactly. Give me one of them down south girls. Baby, down. Would you like some cornbread and some potato salad? You damn right. That's what I want. Hook me up, baby.
Got that bitch cooking.
I got some pig flavor. You keep the pig feet. What about some fried chicken? Got some fried chicken? Yeah, I got some fried chicken, baby.
Want some neck bones?
Neck bones.
Want some pickled pig feet?
Ugh, that's nasty.
You the best stuff, though. You the best stuff. Oh,
no. Down south people eat that
pig
shit, though. No, down south people eat that shit.
I don't eat no pickled pig feet.
Maybe we got bad titties. Would you like some bad titties? Barbecue bad titties. I'm like, damn, it sounds nasty, but is it good? It sounds good. Some titties. I like titties. Bad titties. Oh, it tastes like roast beef. I don't know. But
sweet Lord Jesus.
We are all the same. Well, I want to thank you, baby, for calling in. She's on radio. Thank you for the laughs, baby. Don't go nowhere. We got some upcoming announcements, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby.
All
right, ladies, look, one more caller. We'll take one more caller. Press that number one. Tell us how you feel about bisexual women. You can do like the anonymous. You could talk to us. We want to talk to you.
About chicken.
You know what I'm saying? We want to talk to you. We love talking to you. So press number one, talk to us. Talk to us.
Not about no pickled pig feet, though. That's some nasty shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that shit smells terrible. And you put that and like, man, awful. All right, since nobody want to press the number one, I want to thank each and every one of you all for calling to She's On Radio. I do have some announcements, some quick, great announcements, actually. We have some celebrities coming on She's On Radio. Has been working. KC has been working. We definitely want to give y'all the show lineup starting January. Y'all can put it on y'all calendars. You know. Give me a few seconds. In the meantime, if you live in Richmond, Virginia, D.C., Maryland, South North Carolina, if you're willing to travel, we're having the infamous storm in the building this Friday at Club She's On. 207 West Broad Street, Richmond, Virginia. It's $5 before 10:30. We got the hookah bars. We got four entertainers. You already know how She's On do. If you don't know, youtube.com/TeamSheZone. When I say it goes down in She's On, ain't no party like it, baby. All I'm going to say is bring your cooler fans. You're going to need a towel. You might need some chicken from the bar because it's going to go down. You feel what I'm saying? You're going to leave her there with your pussy wet. Your pussy going to be wet.
You'll be hungry, and you're going to want to go home and fuck the shit out your girlfriend. Excuse my language. I'm just joking. It's cutthroat. I don't excuse my language. We all grown right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely need a building for that. Let me give you some upcoming shows. All right. Starting January the 6th, as I told you, we will be going into 2-hour shows. January the 6th as follows. The one and only Storm, the one that's going to be in C-Zone this Friday, will be online to talk to you January the 6th at 11 o'clock. Do not miss that show. It's going to be awesome. January the 8th, we have Ace the Panty Dropper coming from Florida. Y'all know her. If you don't, YouTuber, she's hot. She is the hot stud in Florida. When I say I am a dom and I look at her and be like, damn, she got moves. Y'all ladies need to get in tune to her. Her name is Ace the Panty Dropper. She'll be here January the 8th. January 13th. Woo! All I'm going to say is, studs, if you're on the line, you want to be in the building. You want to be in the police because we got that infamous seduction. Yes, from Philly. Woo!
Wow.
Look, they don't know about seduction, baby. Let me tell you. All I'm going to tell you was YouTube seduction and the birthday that she did for KC when I went up there. All I'm going to say, under the YouTuber, it is girl hoodie. When I say that girl is a dancer, she is a dancer. We have a had a flashback. But all I'm going to say is y'all definitely want to be, January is definitely going to be the hottest month because we are kicking off our 2-hour show. So definitely, if you know somebody that's out there doing a big, a dancer, a rapper, whatever, tell them to holler at SheZoneENT@gmail.com. We're looking to interview any and everybody that's doing it big in the lesbian community. I don't care if you got your own business, whatever it is. Like, let's get you out there. That's what SheZone is all about. It's about making moves, baby. It's about getting the lesbians out there. You got connects. I got connects. Let's bridge them together. Let's help each other out, man. Ain't no need bringing each other down. Let's make it happen together. You know what I'm saying? Definitely She Proud 2014 tickets are on sale. I told y'all January, I gave you 2 extra weeks. You feel me? So, www.sheproud2014.eventbrite.com. I'm telling y'all, get the tickets ASAP. If you don't, you're going to be like last year. You won't get in because it's going to be sold out. So, hey, it's up to you. However you want to do it, ask Sadie. She will tell you. The place was packed, okay?
It was packed, and you couldn't get in without a ticket.
Off the chain. It was off the chain, all right? So, definitely want to get there. I will be announcing the other 2 major entertainers on January the 6th. So, yes, you want to be here to talk to Storm and hear that big person that's going to be coming out. Teddy, tell them how to get in contact with you.
Y'all already know what it is. TeddyBear_KingOfVA. All kinds of letters. That's for Instagram and the Facebook /TheKingOfVA. That's how you can get in contact with me.
All right, ladies. Y'all know how to get in contact with KC. If you do not, Instagram _JUSZKC. Facebook, Twitter, Kick. Just plain old JUSZKC. So that's everywhere in America, everywhere on social media, JUSZKC, except for Instagram. You have to put the underscore under it. It's still JUSZKC. Thank you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. I love y'all. And, like, hit us up with the topics. Y'all want topics? Let us know. That same email, SHEZONE, ENT@gmail.com. Let us know what you're thinking, baby. All right? Love y'all so much. Y'all have a good night. Tune in tomorrow. I might even let y'all pick the topic, so utilize that email, all right? Love you so much. Y'all have a good night. Teddy, was a pleasure. Love you. Let's go.
Yeah.